Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chief Reporter, coming to you from this beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. City of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Yes, yes, wish you were here. And we want to wish all of you a merry, merry Christmas. Oh, yes, we want to wish you a merry Christmas today. Yes, yes, yes. I know you got all the goodies and all you good cooks have cooked. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Those velvet, red velvet cakes, you know, send us some of them and the cupcakes and all that. I'll take some cheesecake, red velvet cheesecake. Just put one in the mail and send to me. Praise the Lord. Yes. We're going to have a glorious time, are we not? Yes. So glad to be with you again today. You know, you know, you know I'm glad to be with you. Aren't you glad to be alive? I know Amen. You are. I am. Praise the Lord. Don't matter what condition you're in, long as you're alive. Isn't that right? Amen. Conditions can improve, can they not?
Yes,
yes, yes. I thank God because he can improve all our conditions, whether it's in the body, in your life, your pocketbook, your home life, your job life, whatever life you have. You know, there's always room for improvement. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I tell you, I just thank God for being here today. We thank God for the guests we have, too. Yes, we do. I really do. I just had to just take this time to thank everyone. You know, the year is almost in. I just want to thank you if I forget. You know how it is. You start getting up there, they say. You know, you kind of lose your memory, what they say. You know, that's what they say. Okay, but I tell you what I'm going to do, write it down so I won't forget. Amen. But I thank God for you, you and you. I really do. And I wish the best for you all the rest of the year. You make it to January, I'm going to pray the best for you right on down, right on down, right on down, right on down to the end. Ah, yes. Isn't that all right? All right. All right. We have a few people we want to pray for today. Amen. Especially some that lost their loved ones lately. Excuse me. We praying for the Pringle family who has lost their the mother, and the bishop lost his wife, and the church family lost their mother of the church, great patriot. We thank you. We thank you for the cards and all that you're sending to them. You are sending them some cards, huh? Don't send them no mess. Just send them a nice card and tuck a little offering in, too. You know the address. Praise God. Amen. Now, nobody paid me to do that now, okay? I just thought it'd be a nice Christmas gesture at this time. The Lloyd Mitchell. Lloyd Mitchell. Who has pneumonia, who's in out of the hospital, in and out of the hospital with pneumonia. Must be having a hard time getting rid of it, right? All right, let's pray for that. Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray for Lloyd Mitchell right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, that you would cancel that assignment of pneumonia that's plaguing his life right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, if there's any sin in him, Lord, we ask you to forgive him, save him to the utmost in Jesus' name. Father, we also praying for Vivian Mitchell, who had a heart attack is at home recovering right now. So, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we know nothing is too hard for you. Lord God, in Jesus' name, touch her heart right now, Lord. Mend it, God. Oh, Father, give her a new heart right now, Father God. If she's committed any sin, Father, there's any sin found in her, Father, we ask you to forgive her of all her sins. Lord God, and Lord, bring her into the kingdom right now in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it, God. Father, we ask you to touch Chelsea Tenney, God, there in Atlanta. God, touch her right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for it, God. We thank you, Lord God, for touching, God Almighty, Katira, bringing her home there in West Palm Beach. We thank you for bringing her home. Father, we ask you to touch her uncle Alonzo, God. Touch him, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch his body, his mind, God. Save him right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we give you all the praise. Father, we ask you to continue to strengthen the Nays family, Elizabeth Nays. Lord, continue to touch them now in the hour of bereavement right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to continue to mend Eldridge Christian, Lord, who had a heart attack and his heart was operated on. Father God, in Jesus' name, continue. Make him strong as he recover fully, Father. And as he recover fully, Father, let him find you, God. In all of this, God, let him realize that he must be born again. In Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for touching Claire Curry. We thank you for touching her right now, wherever she is at this time, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, honor, and the glory. Lord, we thank you for touching Deacon Williams, Father. We thank you for touching him, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I know you are a healer, God. I know you're going to touch him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And all the pastors that are going through, God, we ask you to touch them right now, Father God. Many of them are being attacked in their bodies, God. Oh, Father, the devil don't care who he attacks, how big you are, how small you are. He's attacking many of your men and women of God. All right now, Father, we pray for them, God, that they make it through, God. We pray for them, Lord God, that they will be healed in this hour, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you right now to touch Tanya Joseph, who's in a coma and kind of in and out right now, I believe. Father, we ask you to touch her right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Make a way, God. And, Father, we thank you for it. Lord, touch John Benbow, Lord God, who need a kidney. Touch him right now there in New York, Lord God. I know there's a kidney somewhere for him, Lord. Or, Lord, you can heal him without having to be operated on. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen and amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is good, ain't he? God is so good to us today. I don't know what I'd do without him. Do you? I don't want to find out either, do you? How about that? Amen, amen. Now let me give you a little word for today. All right. Christmas is more than a time of gaiety, greenery, and gifts. It is a season of wonder, worship, and wise men. Christmas is more than a time of gaiety, greenery, and gifts. It is a season of wonder, worship, and wise men. How is your Christmas, huh? Do it look like it's merry and bright? We trust that it is today. Glory be to God. We trust it really is today. You're going to have a merry Christmas. Don't even think about having no bad Christmas. You know, whether you have anything, whether you have what you have a desire for, just remember this. If you have a desire for it, it's going to come. I don't know when, but it will be there. Glory be to God. God, hallelujah. I can tell you this here. All you can do is bank on it and just keep praising God for it coming. You bring it there sooner if you start praising God. You know that, don't you? Come on now. Start praising him right now. All right, and magnifying him and glorifying him. You know, I could just talk all day with that candle. But praise God, hallelujah. I just thank God we have some guests with us today. We have a lot of guests today. Yes, we have these preachers in the missional. And today we're going to surprise you today. We're going to bring someone you haven't heard for a while on here. We're going to bring our own. We're going to bring our own Bishop Porter. Praise God. Amen. And we do thank God for our engineering being back. You ought to give her a hand. Yay! You know, she is back. She take a lot of vacations, don't she? Praise God. Hallelujah. She's becoming a world wonder. You know, traveling all over here and there, D.C. and Virginia and, oh, my God, Georgia and St. Thomas. Oh, boy, she wonders, don't she? Boy, she's got plenty of money. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless God. And we have our own Deacon Mike from I'm Just Saying here today, too. You know, he be with us every Wednesday anyway. But you would think he would take off Christmas, right? Christmas holiday. Hallelujah. But guess what? I'm taking off Christmas holiday right now. And here is none other than our Bishop. He ain't, y'all ain't heard from him in a while.
Yes, we haven't heard from him in a long
time. We haven't heard from him in a long time. So we're going to just turn this here mic over to Bishop Porter.
Oh.
Y'all remember him, don't you? Yes. That's your Christmas present.
Yes, Lord.
Bishop
Porter. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For another, amen, opportunity, another chance, amen, to say what thus said the Lord. Amen. It's good. Amen. And the scriptures say, amen, be ready at all times. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. I just do thank God, amen, for you, and you, man, that is listening. Amen. Today. And Merry Christmas. Praise God. Amen. Merry Christmas. Amen. To you, and you. Amen. Oh, I tell you, God has been good to us. He has kept us up to this present moment. And I'm going to know, amen, that his grace and his mercy, amen, is able to carry us on, amen, as we embrace, amen, a new year, praise God, of 2016, praise God. Let's continue to pray and ask God, amen, for his mercy, amen, and his divine protection upon our lives, praise God, amen. It's one thing I do know, amen, every year, gonna carry his number, praise God. But so this is why it behooves us, amen, to get closer as never before. If we ever need to get close, amen, amen, to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we need to get, amen, closer now. Am I right? I want to share with you today, praise God, and as I was just thinking on this, praise God, I want to share with you how God works in our lives, praise God. Oftentimes, amen, we don't pay attention, praise God, but I want to say to you out there today, praise God, look where how far God has brought you, amen, and where you at today, praise God, is something, amen, to really think about. And I want to talk about, amen, today, praise God, how God dealt with Joseph, amen, as the wise men, praise God, had come and presented gifts, amen, after they had followed the star, praise God, and had presented gift to Jesus, praise God. And then after this, they was warned by God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, but they depart into their own country another way. Amen. When the Lord have come into our lives, praise God, we should, amen, go another way and another direction. Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord. And in verse 13 down to 15, you'll find this verse in chapter 2, St. Matthew, chapter 2, verse 13 through 15. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word from Herod. Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. And with that, I want to leave a little thought with you, amen. Come out of Egypt. Come out of Egypt. I was doing research on this, praise God, in verse 15. Shows us going to Egypt was not unusual, because it was a colony of Jews in several major Egyptian cities in that day, praise God. You remember the time, amen, when God had delivered, amen, the children of Israel, praise God, and down through the generation time, praise God, many times, amen, they even sell, praise God, there in Egypt. These colonists had developed during the time of great captivity, even Jeremiah time, praise God, and they was there everywhere. So it was not unusual for them, amen, to be in Egypt. There is an interesting parallel between this flight to Egypt and Israel history. And if you do research, you'll find, amen, that this was a continuation thing that was going on, praise God. But God had, amen, a reason. Oftentimes you hear people say all the time that God is one step ahead of the devil. He's more than one step. Praise God. He's always ahead in him. Amen. God, the devil would never outdo God. God, amen, is God. And he said, besides him, there is no other. And it's good, amen, to listen, amen, and pay attention to that small, still voice. Am I right? Praise God. And I don't know, amen, who I'm talking to today, praise God, as we lead up to, Christmas, amen, on Friday, praise God. God is saying to you, amen, come out of Egypt. Oh, praise God. Now, as an infant nation, Israel went to Egypt. Now, that was the Israel we're talking about, praise God, Jacob, praise God, that had the 12 sons. And we all know, amen, how they wind up down there in Egypt through the baby boy Joseph, through jealousy. Am I right? Praise God. But now, just as Jesus did as a child, God led Israel out. God brought Jesus back. Both events shows God worked to save his people. Amen. And God, amen, gave his son, praise God, his son now into the world. And the enemy, King Herod, praise God, after he had found out that the wise men had fooled him and went another way, praise God. They did not go back through Jerusalem, but they went another way, praise God. And now he was so upset that he sent his men out to kill all the two-year-old men child from 2 years and under. Praise God. But thank God, amen, that a man, amen, like Joseph, amen, obeyed God. It's good, amen, to obey God. Am I right? Oh, and when you obey God, good things going to happen. Praise God. You may not all time see it, but oh, it's good to obey. We often say all the time, obedience is better than sacrifice. And oh, if you obey God, praise God, he'll turn that negative negative into a positive. He'll turn a bad situation and make some good out of it. Praise God. Because he have a way that is mighty sweet. Praise God. And all thank God, amen, that Joseph obeyed God. And he said, amen, that the King Herod, amen, he want to harm the child. And he stayed there until the death of King Herod. Praise God. God, amen, will cut those down, amen, that trying to do you harm, that scandalizing you, trying to turn your back, stabbing you in the back, talking about you, scandalizing you, doing all matter of evil against you. Oh, how many know, amen, that God will turn, amen, that bad situation and make some good out of it. He'll turn a negative into a positive. Oh, praise God. He's doing it for somebody even as we speak. Why you say that, Bishop? He said, because his word will not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Praise God. So, amen, that God sent Joseph, amen, and Mary and also the baby Jesus down into Egypt, praise God, for a reason. Now, when we was in the world out there, praise God, before we came into the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we was in the world, but we was not of it. And how many know, amen? Now, think about your life, praise God, that we could have been cut off a long time ago. Some of the foolishness that we did out there, some of the stuff that we done, praise God, we should have been dead, sleeping in our grave. But, oh, thank God for his mercy. Thank God, amen, that had his hand upon us, praise God, and he brought us out with a mighty hand, praise God. Oh, he kept us while we, amen, was out there in that wilderness out there, amen, going to and fro, doing everything that we thought we were big enough to do, praise God. Oh, and don't say about this time, like Christmas time, praise God, we wasn't thinking about no church. Come on, help me somebody. Oh, we was doing everything but coming and giving God some glory, giving God some praise, praise God, for where he had brought us from. But oh, thank God, when we was out there in Egypt, amen, God brought us, amen, out. Oh, and he's saying to somebody today, come out of Egypt, praise God, and when you come out, praise God, and obey, amen, the word of God, amen, God will do great things. He will open doors that is closed in your faith. He will make a way out of no way. He's doing it for somebody right now. You may not be where you want to be, but thank God you ain't where you used to be. Or ain't you glad about it? Oh, the Bible tell me, amen, to forget about those things that are behind and press toward that mark or high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, but when you come out of Egypt, amen, everything going to be all right. Oh, and I want to say, amen, look to the hills from which coming all of your help. And all our help come from the Lord, which made the heavens and made the earth. Amen. He's doing great things. He's making a way right now for somebody out there. He's healing. He's delivering. Amen. How many know that he is a healer? Praise God. By his stripe, we're already healed. We are delivered and we are already set free. And I thank God, amen, for every promise that he has promised us today. Praise God. So Joseph, amen, obeyed, amen, God, amen, the dream that he had from Almighty God. Praise God, and he stayed there till the death, praise God, of King Herod. Oh, and when the death of King Herod, God spoke to him again and said, now you can come out and bring the child, praise God, to Jerusalem. And then when he got there, amen, he had to make another move. Oh, somebody done moved from one city to the next. But every time you move, look, amen, what God done for you. Oh, he didn't put you in no shelter. Oh, come on, y'all ought to help me. You didn't have to sleep in your car. Oh, somebody, oh, I feel like preaching this thing. Oh, if God done spoke, amen, he will provide. He will make a way for you. Amen. How many know, amen, God will deliver on time. He will open a door. If he, God spoke it, he's able to perform it. Praise God. All you got to do is listen, amen, and obey, amen, his voice. Praise God. And all, when he got to Jerusalem, praise God, he couldn't stay there because, amen, it was still, amen, some that was in authority, praise God, to want to harm the child. And oh, he moved to a little place called Galilee. And this is why the Bible said that he, amen, is a Nazarene. Praise God. Thank God, amen, for a man like Joseph obeying, amen, the word. But it was already, amen, prophesied. Amen. It was somebody, amen, speak, amen, a word into your life. Amen. All you got to do is believe it. Praise God. And walk in it. It may not come, amen, when you think it should come. But oh, God always will deliver on time. He will bring you out. Amen. So, but you got to come out of Egypt. And when you come out, forget about those things that are behind, praise God. And press toward that mark of a high calling. Amen. And God will do great things. Praise the Lord. Amen. And things, amen, will change. Things are changing for somebody right now. Praise God. Why? Because, amen, you took time out, amen, to tune in today. And your listening is not in vain. How many know, amen, that faith come by hearing? And hearing by the word of God. Praise God. All you got to do, amen, is keep on listening. Keep on believing. Keep on trusting God. Amen. And God will do great things in your life. He's doing something great right now because he's moving by his spirit. His word is in the atmosphere. And he's destroying yokes on somebody's behalf. Praise God. Because God, amen, have brought us all from a mighty long way. And his grace and mercy is able to carry us home. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it today that God is God and besides him there is no other God? Praise God. And the child, amen, was raised up there, oh God, and oh, right there in Galilee. Oh, thank God, amen, for a man like Joseph, amen, obeying the voice, amen, of God. Praise God. What about you today? Amen. Is you, your heart is hardened, amen, and it's time, amen, praise God, to hear what thus said the Lord. The Lord is speaking to somebody today, praise God, and if he's speaking to you, all you got to do is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And say, Lord, here I am. Oh, God, I don't want to be in this state that I am right now. Lord, and I thank you for loving me so much. And I give you my life from this day and forevermore. Oh, and I, oh, praise God, you will be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, the Bible says all old things will be passed away and all things will become new. Ain't you glad about it, praise God? Oh, you may be called the black sheep of the family. Praise God, amen. People, amen, may be scandalizing you, talking about you, amen, and talking this, that about you. But, oh, somebody love you. Jesus Christ love you. He love you with an everlasting love. You got somebody on your side, praise God. And if Jesus is on your side, it's more than the whole world is against you. Ain't you glad about that today? Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, but you got to make room for him. Oh, and when you make room for him, and he is speaking to you today, amen, come on out of Egypt, amen, come on out, amen, from among them, and be ye separate, said the Lord. He said, then he'll be your God, and we'll be his sons and daughters. Oh, I'm glad about it today, praise God. You got to make that quality decision, praise God. You got to make up your mind. Your heart got to be fixed, amen. For God I live, for God I die. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, he's doing great things, amen, right now, praise God. Ain't you glad about it? Oh, thank God for Jesus. He paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. Praise God. See, this thing was prophesied. Praise God that, oh, this will come to pass. Praise God. How many know, amen, that God's word is true? Praise God. He said, let every devil in hell and every man be a lie, but God's word is true. He said, not one tilt of his word will fall to the ground to all be fulfilled. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God. You got to know Jesus. Praise God. Oh, you got to meet him. Amen. You got to know him. Amen. In a real, real way. Praise God. I'm talking about a personal relationship, not, amen, a religion. Praise God. We got many religions. Praise God. I hear, amen, in the world today. Praise God. But thank God. Amen. For God. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, praise the Lord. Ain't you glad about it today? Amen. That Jesus is Lord. Praise God. Thank God. Amen. Amen. And the way is very narrow. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man come unto the Father but by me. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank God, amen, for Jesus. Praise God. I thank God, amen, that he brought joy into the world. Amen. He'll put joy into your life when you come out of Egypt. Oh, but you got to come out from among them. You got to come out. Praise God. Sometimes you may have to come out from your own family, from your own kindred. You may have to come out. Praise God. Amen. If your husband don't want a servant, amen, you make up your mind. Amen. If your wife don't want to serve him, you make up your mind. Oh, if your children, amen, is disbehaving, being rebellious, being stiff-necked and hard-hearted, amen, oh, you got to pray for them and keep on moving. Praise God. Why? Because God is calling you out of Egypt. Praise God. And when he's calling you out, praise God, amen, oh, you can give God praise. You can give him glory because this is a self-case. Praise God. Amen. You got to do this thing for yourself. Praise God. I thank God that I made up my mind. Praise God. A long time ago. Oh, thank God. All I called on his name. All I heard the preacher say that it is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there's deliverance in the name of Jesus. And I began to call, amen, on the Lord. And I lost sight on this world. Oh, that's why I can tell you today that there is power in the name of Jesus. It's deliverance. There is healing. Whatever you need is in the name of Jesus. Praise God. The Bible says every devil in hell tremble at the name of Jesus. It's something about that name. Oh, praise the Lord. He'll be right there. He's there right now. Oh, God, praise God. With God is what you're going through, praise God. He can make, amen, that Christmas a joyful time in your life. Amen. You may not have, but the greatest gift is the gift when Jesus gave his life for you and I, praise God, and the sins of the whole world, praise God, because it's all about him, amen, at this time of year, amen. December the 25th is set aside for our Lord and Savior. Now, you know, amen, it's not your birthday. You know your month, you know your day, you know your year. Am I right? So thank God for December the 25th. People talk about it's a pagan holiday. I don't agree with that. And church folks get on a board with that. No. A whole world, whole nation, all different countries, amen, they, amen, celebrate, amen, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ's birthday. Praise God. God, amen, for you and you out there, amen, that love the Lord, and God have brought you out of Egypt, amen. Why not talk about him? Why not give him praise? Why not give him glory? Praise God. Because when you praise him, tell me, when praises go up, blessings will surely come down. Praise God. Oh, I thank God. Amen. I want to ask you a question. Are you ashamed of him today? And if you're ashamed of him, he said, I'll be ashamed to own you before my Father, which is in heaven. If you love the Lord, you'll celebrate. Oh, it's time to celebrate. It's time to have a joyful time in the Lord. Look how the atmosphere have shifted and have changed this time of year. Praise God. And look like, oh man, this time of year, God have ordained it. He have anointed it. Praise God. Now, you're supposed to have this type of giving and loving spirit all 365 days of the year. But, oh, look at this time of year. Look what people do, praise God. Don't tell me, amen, Jesus ain't real. Don't tell me, amen. Why? Because it's something in the inside, amen, and it's a bubble over and come on the outside, praise God, because greater that is in me than he that is in the world. What about you today, praise God, knowing that it is one baptism, but many refilling, praise God. I thank God. God, he's always right there, and he will lead you, he will guide you, he will direct your path. Praise God. When you come come out, amen, of Egypt. You got to come out, amen. If God is calling you, he said, come to me, all you that are labored and heavy laden. He said, come unto me, and I will give you some rest. Amen. You know you need some rest. You need some rest. You need some rest from your job. You need some rest, praise God, from the school. You need some rest, praise God, from your family. You need some rest. He said, the peace I give them to you, not as the world give it. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it today? Praise God. He'll give you that inner peace that you need. Praise God. I don't know what you're going through today, but he don't have to stop nothing that you're going through. Why did you say that, Bishop? Because he give you the strength to go through it. He said, when you're in the fire, you will not be burned. He said, when you're in the water, you will not be overflowing. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, I feel good now. I tell you, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Oh, thank God, amen. He'll take you higher and higher. Oh, praise God. But you, amen, got to forget about yourself. Come out of, amen, that calm mind. Come out of that calm flesh, amen, and get into the realm of the spirit. Praise God, and let God do something for you. Praise God, amen. Ain't nothing, amen, too hard for God. Nothing that he cannot do. Praise God. And he's destroying the yokes right now. Praise God for somebody. Praise God. Oh, he'll do it. Praise God. Nothing that he cannot do. Oh, he will deliver on time. He'll bring you out. Praise God. And he'll bring you out with a mighty hand. How many know that his arm is not too short that he cannot save? Neither is his ear too heavy when he cannot hear. All you got to do is open up your mouth. Amen. And if you call, amen, on the name of the Lord, praise God, he will come. Isaiah 65 and 24 tell us, while you're yet calling, he will answer. Say, while you're yet speaking, he was here. Praise God. Oh, thank God. Amen. For Jesus. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Tell me that J stands for justice. How many know, amen, that he is a just God? Oh, he's too just to do wrong. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, for that J. E, amen, stands for eternal. He is an eternal God. He's Genesis to Revelation. He is the beginning and he is the end. He is Alpha and Omega. Oh, ain't you glad about it today? He is the bright and the morning star. He is the rose of Sharon. Oh, praise God. He is a stone throughout the mountain. Praise God. He is a wheel in the middle of the wheel. Praise God. He's all these things. Oh, thank God, amen, that he's a lily in the valley. Ain't you glad about it today? Praise God. He'll be just what, amen, you want him to be in your life. All you got to do is open up your heart today. Praise God. But he said, today you hear my voice. Harden not your heart. Amen. You got to open up today and let him in. Praise God. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open up, he said, he'll come in and he'll sit with you and you with him. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, he will do it. Amen. He will, amen, do great things in your life. Ain't you glad about it today? Praise God. Amen. That Jesus is Lord. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Oh, I'm glad about it today that Jesus is Lord. I thank God, amen, that Jesus, amen, there's something about that name. Tell me, every devil in hell tremble at the name of Jesus. S stands for his saving grace. Amen. He saved me. What about you today? You stand for you universal. He is a universal God. Ain't you glad about it? Amen. That he is a universal God. Amen. He's Old Testament and he's New Testament. Amen. The prophets of old, they all spoke about Jesus. Now the prophecy is being fulfilled. Amen. That everyone that spoke about, behold, a virgin shall have a child, and you shall call his name Jesus. Not Muhammad, not Sun Yat-sen, not Joseph Smith, not Buddha. Oh, come. Come on now, I know people are going to get upset, but I come to make the devil mad. Amen. I thank God, amen, that God give me power, give me authority over every devil in up in hell. Oh, what about you today? Praise God. Oh, thank God, amen, that you got to speak it. Praise God. And God will perform it. Praise God. He will put it in your mouth. Praise God, because he is a universal God. Ask. Amen. It's saving power. Praise God. J-E-S-U-S. Praise God. Every time you say Jesus, every devil in hell tremble every time you say Jesus. Ain't you glad about it today? Oh, but you got to come out of Egypt. Oh, when you come out, praise God, he'll do great things. Amen. You got to obey his voice. Amen. Come out. Amen. He's yet calling you. Amen. He's standing there with outstretched arm, saying, whosoever will, let him come. And if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. You by yourself, amen, can keep your unsaved loved one. You keep on serving him. You keep on coming. You keep on serving him. Serving the Lord will pay off. I'm going to say that again. Serving the Lord will pay off. Oh, thank God for that. Thank God, amen. To tell what they say about you, tell what they do. Praise God, you're not going for folk, amen. You're not going for the music, praise God. You're not going for this, that, and the other, but you're coming, amen. Why? Because he have called you out of Egypt, amen, and he have put something in the inside, in your life, amen, that you'll be able to stand, praise God, against the wires of the devil, amen. Thank God for every promise that you have, he have promised us. In, amen, his word. He said the enemy will come at you one way, but he have to flee seven. Oh, who will serve a God like this? Thank God for every promise. Amen. For every trial or tribulation in our lives. Amen. God have a promise for us. And we can stand on the promises of Almighty God. Amen. What about you today? Praise God. Amen. It's a brighter day. And today is your day. But you got to come out of Egypt. Praise God. Thank God, amen, for this time. All praise God. I'm going to turn this thing over a little bit. I know Deacon Mike want to say something, praise God, but thank God I feel all right. Amen. I thank God. Amen, amen. You know how you say a preacher, when you once you give him the mic, amen, he don't want to give it up. Praise God, but I thank God, amen. I love you. You know Bishop love you. Praise God. I haven't probably never met you, but I love you anyhow. Praise God. When you got the love of Jesus, you're going to love anyhow. Praise God. Am I right? Praise God. Amen. You're going to love in spite of. You're going to love. Why? Because Jesus is love. Oh, I thank God for that. Oh, I thank God for Jesus is love. Jesus love you today. Praise God. Quit looking down on yourself. Stop, amen, feeling sorry for yourself. Stop having a pity party, twiddling your finger, talking about how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do that. God, you have a way, amen, and while you are yet praising him, come on, give him some praise now. Say, Lord, I thank you. Start thanking him, praise God, and watch something happen before the sun go down today. Oh, thank God. I don't know who I'm talking to out there, praise God, but hey, you got to come out of Egypt. Egypt have a lot of meaning to it. Stress and all the whole lot of things that you can talk about when you're talking about Egypt. Praise God. He said, come out of Egypt. Amen. Bring my son out. Amen. I sent him there, but now I'm bringing him out. Praise God. Why? Because God will take care of you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. At many, amen. I call on the name of the Lord. They are the sons of God. Ain't you glad about that today? God bless you. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, but Jesus love you most.
Keep on going. You was doing good there, Bishop, but you could have kept on going. Now you was on the road. You know, I just thank God for the day. I thank God for what he's done. I thank God for another year seeing this Christmas holiday season. You know, because a lot of people this past year and the year ago have not seen it. are not going to see it this year again. They're not going to see the new year. You know, but a lot of us, you know, when Bishop was talking about in traveling to Egypt, a lot of us been through Egypt. A lot of us have Egypt situations in our lives that we need to come through, that we need to get. Because of the fact that, man, a lot of us have these different situations going on. And, you know, I was sitting here thinking that I think next year will be the year of the testimony. Because if we don't make these testimonies, how can we help other people out of Egypt? If we don't tell others about our trip in Egypt, if we don't tell everybody about what we went through. So, therefore, we can just say, 2016 should be the year of testimony, that we need to bring others out of Egypt. We need to let people know that the Egypt we came out of, they don't have to go in. And you know, a lot of people wind up going in anyway because they want to do it themselves. And all you do is try to save them. But they don't want to be saved. So you got to let them straddle and go out there in Egypt in the wilderness on their own. But you did your part by letting them know. You know, a lot of times we let people know, and then we get upset and we get down on ourselves when we see them fall. We can't get down on ourselves because we passed the word on. We got it through. We did our part. And see, the thing is, we don't never want to do our part, but we have to do our part. We have to do our part to help others, to guide them out of Egypt. You know, because I was thinking about the times that I was in Egypt, out there in Egypt, and how the Lord protected me. You know, I can give you story after story on how the Lord protected me and seen me and how he brought me through, you know. But I'm not going to do that today. I'll wait till Monday to let everybody know. So you have to tune in Monday to find these things out on these testimonies. But anyway, you have to know to bring yourself out. You have to get yourself out of Egypt some kind of way. And you have to understand when God is protecting you and helping you bring you out. See, I can tell you because God protected me on numerous occasions. God had to have his hand on me to bring me out. He had to show me the pillar of the cloud. He had to show me the pillar of light to guide me in through the darkness. But this is what we're saying that you got to do to bring yourself out, because all of us have an Egypt. Some kind of way all of us have an Egypt. Because we were talking last night about the Jezebel spirit, but we all have an Egypt to go along with that too. So we got a lot of things that we have to work on that we don't even know. Until the situation come up, then we know. But what are we going to do when we get there? See, that's a whole another story. What are we going to do when we get there? You know, this is the time that Jesus was born. King Herod wanted to kill the baby. So let's just say the devil want to kill you because you're a babe in Christ. Think about that now. You have King Herod's running all around trying to kill you because you're a babe in Christ. So think about that. If they came after Christ and he was a baby, they're going to come after you. So what you going to do? Are you going to continue to pray? Are you going to continue to work your way through it? Because that's what we have to do, to continue ourselves to pray, to continue to work ourselves through all of these dark situations, these dark times. But, you know, it is a time in this world today that we need to understand that we have to work at our how they used to say, you got to work at your craft. So we got to work out our craft in Jesus Christ. We don't understand that we have to work out our craft. It might be hard at times. No one said it was going to be easy, because nothing in life is easy. We all have to work some kind of way. You have to work at what you do. You get out what you put in. If you don't put in nothing, you don't get nothing. So if you don't talk and pray to God, what makes you think God going to do anything for you? But a lot of people think the blessing is and everything's supposed to come right away to them. and they don't do anything for it. It is something we got to do. We got to honor him. We got to praise him. We got to read his word. We got to pray. You know, it's a lot of things that we can do to bring Jesus forth in the light, to bring him to the forefront in our lives. See, what I'm talking about is our lives. Each individual has their Egypt they have to work in to bring forth God in their lives. And this is what we need to get through, and we need to understand that to bring God to the forefront in our lives, we have to understand the stuff we got going on in our lives and what's going on. You know, because we got a lot of things that's going on. We got a lot of different types of Egypts, I'll put it this way, different types of parts of Egypt in our lives. It can be mental. It can be physical. It can be situational, that situations you're in. It can be monetary. You know, it can be a number of things. It can be, have you lost your way? And you need to find your way back. You know, because a lot of people need to find their way back. A lot of people need to commit themselves. See, the problem is a lot of people are scared to commit. If you don't want to commit to God, how can he commit to you? So how can you be led out of Egypt if you don't want to commit to God? So you're going to stay in Egypt under the king's rule. Let me put it to you that way. So what makes you think things ain't going to happen to you? You ain't going to have a whole lot of bumpy roads going on now. You're going to have a whole lot of dead ends you're going to travel to and see. You're going to have a whole lot of things that go on in your life that you don't want to see or do. You're going to have to do things that you don't want to do. That's against your moral fiber. And this is what we're trying to get you not to do. But as I say, you're going to have to tune in Monday on CNN Testimony, and I give a few testimonies, because I'm going to let you know that it's things that we have to do, because, you know, we have to let people know on the things that we got going on that we can help somebody else, to pull them out, to pull up their bootstraps to keep moving, because there's a lot of things that we can do. There's a lot of things that we can put forth to put our step forward, to put a good foot forward. But we have to put a good step forward to honor God. And this is where it's all at. I mean, are you going to honor Jesus on Christmas, or are you going to honor your Christmas present?
Ooh, what you saying?
You know, a lot of people honor that Christmas present instead of honoring Jesus.
Oh.
A lot of people don't thank God because they're alive this Christmas.
Ooh.
You know, and that's a whole lot of stuff going on there in its own, you know, because we got to understand the world has commercialized Christmas so bad, you know, it's commercialized Christmas so bad. I mean, I looked at the news this morning and a teacher had a Christmas tree up, but she didn't have Christmas decorations on the tree. She had Hello Kitty stuff all on her Christmas tree. And no, but she was trying to abide by the rules that the school set, because you're not supposed to have this type of religion or that type of religion on the tree. So she just got some little Hello Kitty Christmas balls and put on the tree. But the school told them to take it down because it still represented a religion. It still represented Christmas. It represented Christ. I want to know how the Christmas tree represented Christ, though. I ain't figured that one out yet. I mean, that's been bugging me all morning. How can you get, I mean, I understand the symbol of Christmas is the Christmas tree, but how do the Christmas tree represent Christ? Where did that come in at? When did that happen? Did I miss that? Did we miss that, Bishop?
I didn't think so.
Well, yeah, I think we missed that one. Yeah, I think we missed that one. Now we done went back to Egypt on that one. You know, we had to go back to Egypt on that one, you know, because I thought that was utterly crazy, you know, and I thought about it, and it been bugging me all morning about this Christmas tree and God. What that got, how did that symbolize Christ? How did that symbolize the religion of Christ? Anyway, let me ask that. Let me put it to you that way. Where did that come in at? I know Christ was born. Now, if the lady wouldn't have, the teacher would have had a baby manger and stuff up there, and that would have been a different story. That would have been a different story. Then I could see the school board getting mad. You know, but you know, where is this telling us the world is going today? This is what I'm saying. Where is this telling us the world is going today? And that's the problem. Where is this going today? You know, so, you know, and my theory was on the Christmas lights. Is that where Jesus is supposed to be? On all y'all Christmas lights? Is that where that's where y'all shining star at them Christmas lights? Yeah, so we still in Egypt some more. With our Christmas lights. That's my theory. You know. You know. Yeah, you know, I understand that Jesus is the light and all that, but that's my theory, you know. I'm just throwing it out there. You know, I have a bunch of little theories running around in my head, you know, so y'all don't pay me no attention at times, you know, but that's what it is. You know, I thank God for you, and here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, it was an awesome word coming from Bishop Porter and, you know, Deacon Michael. We continue to pray for Deacon Michael at times, you know. Keep him in your prayer. I tell you, God is an awesome God. We serve an awesome, awesome God. And, you know, we give honor to, you know, Apostle Porter. Believe me, she is here. She is, you know, tuning to the broadcast and everything. So, know that in this day and in this time, it's better for you to serve God, trust and believe, because if you put it in man, you're in a whole, whole lot of trouble. And as Bishop Porter's message was, come out of Egypt. So after listening to the broadcast, what Egypt are you in? You know, is it the way of your thinking? Are you still in the world? Say, come out before it's too late. Don't be like the children of Israel now. You know, continually. So just remember that God is good. Show plenty of love, and not just only on special occasion, on birthdays or, you know, holidays or whatever. It's a 24/7, 365 days. You know, it's every day. It's nonstop. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. Or you can also tune in to blocktalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Every Friday at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls prayer line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That is every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down. Pray and intercede for our unsaved loved ones. Pray for our leaders. I tell you, we can never stop praying, and there's never too much prayer. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. And at any time you have a question, you need prayer, or you know we have been praying for you and you have a testimony, you can call in on any one of those days and time and ask for prayer, ask your question, and even give your testimony. Because you know what? You never know who you're going to help with your testimony, okay? We would like to thank all those that helped with the donations for Christmas. We greatly appreciate it. I tell you, Like I said, we serve an awesome God. If you would like to send donations or even plant a seed into the ministry, you can mail it to City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Or if you would just like to stop by and just have service with us every Sunday at 1 p.m., you just stop on by at 31325 CR437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. I tell you, and on Tuesday we have Bible Talk. So come on out, enjoy yourself, and come on and meet us there on New Year's Eve at 9:30. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at that bed.
When I let go,
I let go, and I let God,
let him have. Find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright.
Let God.
We can handle it all.